God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Lots of fires. Lots of fires this morning. We are on cellular backup this morning. This is a first pure test of this. This is the first pure test of my internet. Has been down since 8 p.m. last night. I cannot get it back up. It will not come back up. All night long, all morning long, I've been working on this. No internet. So we are completely on cellular today. How's it working? Is it working? I show 57% dropped frames. 57% dropped frames. Can you put your high green screen up? Yep, boink. Oh, wait, where am I? What a nightmare. What a nightmare. Everything's fucked. Everything's fucked. I have 9 fires this morning to put out. I'll explain in a minute. Hackamania, it's falling apart. I shouldn't say this stuff out loud. The whole event might be in trouble. All the haters are getting ready to clip. I'm kidding, of course. But I do have an emergency this morning. I'm trying to handle something. Aside from the internet thing, I might have to go. I'm not even kidding. I might have to go in like an hour. I've got a nightmare situation. This has to be solved today. And, you know, it's money. It's everything else. People just want money. If you were just rich, you could solve all the problems in the world. Everybody just wants their $5,000. Everybody wants their $3,000. Everybody wants their $2,000. It's insane. You can't work anything out. Frames too hot to hold up. Yeah, look, I don't know how it's working. I'm showing again significant frame droppage. What are you going to do? Either way, this cellular connection has to run my whole house. So I imagine it'll just get worse and worse the more the morning goes on and all my appliances wake up. You know, my Samsung refrigerator's got to download firmware every morning. My air fryer's on my Wi-Fi. Why is my air fryer got to be on my Wi-Fi? It sends me a notification to my phone telling me my food's done. I don't know. It's not good. I tell you what, it's not been a great night. Just between, look, I'm glad this is working. It's showing for me, it's showing yellow. Oh, now it's red. So at least I can come talk to you. Again, people are saying it's choppy. Maybe it's bad. Maybe we shouldn't do it at all. I don't know. I rarely know anything about anything. That's a fucking fact.
He's Ray DeVito. He's got no libido, kills girls on the street. Oh, he's hung like a mosquito. He's Ray DeVito. His failure is complete. Oh, he's still better than me. Though he's Ray DeVito.
Oh, God. Where do I even start today? I'm not kidding. I might have to leave. I have real problems. Grint, need more equipment. No, it's not even equipment, man. And it's not even... Look. Nobody needs equipment. Ugh. Let's shut her off. Let's shut the music off. No, nobody needs equipment, man. It's not even... Ugh, fucking hell. You know...
Real talk.
Whoa. What is that? Whoa. Do you know what that was? Remember this?
The whole Dabbleverse was in a big fat stall. And then Melton took a vacay and Chet felt real tall. Stevie Lou was cool. KB was mopping drooling. And everyone was talking shit about AC.
They beat me up.
Money, liar, sodomy. I won the content lottery. It all started with my vacay.
Remember that? Why is that still on my board? Why is that still in my board? How do I get that out? Delete. Why is that still in there? That's funny. That's from January. My. How things change. How things change. Please don't make me go watch TSN. I've already made the turn. I'll say this. You guys don't remember that? That's like from 2 months ago. I didn't think it would ever get played again. I just accidentally clicked it. It was still on my board. But that's just me.
Bless his heart.
Look, I'm going to put this out there just in case there's anybody out there who wants to help. If you have a business or a service or something that you want to sponsor Hackamania, boy, oh boy, could we use your help right now. I don't know how to say this without saying it. Because I don't want anyone panicking. I don't want anybody thinking something's wrong with Hackamania. And I know even saying that makes people go, uh-oh, what the fuck is going on? I mean this when I say it. Nothing's wrong. The event as scheduled and as planned and everything, nothing has fallen apart. Nothing has pulled out. Nothing is wrong at all. And again, I know, like, just me saying that, people are going like, okay, this isn't how you, because if I was watching me do this, I'd go, this isn't how you talk when nothing's wrong. It is. It's come to my attention. I would like, based on how things are going and progressing, and based on a site visit. I was down there Friday night, just again going over things. Again, I'm not Chad, you know. I want everything perfect for this event. The more and more I look at the venue and know how many tickets we're selling and stuff, I'm thinking we might need a bigger venue. I mean, we might need a bigger, better location. And the problem with that is we're less than two months out now. So moving the event is not a world ender, but, you know, significant. And then talking to a couple different venues is what I've been doing for the past couple days. And we've got some opportunities to move this thing to amazing venues. But I can't afford it. You know, and what a weird cool place to be. We are selling tickets. It's going to be a fun event. And we're selling so many tickets that I think we should possibly, you know, I had a backup anyway. But it has been booked out now. So I'm just, you know, a smart event planner is having a backup on the table anyway. Just, you never know. You never fucking know. You have to move to another location. So it's just we're in a weird place, because it's like we're at a place where possibly we should move to a bigger, better venue, but we don't really have the funds this, again, less than 2 months out. Because here's the problem. I'm going to lose my money for the first venue if I move. That's just the way it is. I put up money. If we do have to move venues, I'll lose the deposit there. Not the full amount, but the deposit, which is not a ton of money, but it's not nothing. So, you know, these are just decisions that I'm riddled with and racking my brain with. Do I put the event on as planned and possibly have it not optimal and maybe too tight of a space? Or do I move it? I'm not even kidding. One of the venues we're looking at and talking to is 800 people. It seats 800, or not seats, it fits 800 people. And it's like, well, that's going to look stupid. You know, I can't, 800 people, we're definitely not going to have 800 fucking people. But it's like a concert venue, so like that's standing, I think. That's like mosh pit configuration. So I think if we like seat it out, it'll seat like 300. 350, something like that. Ball Powder says, no one cares, do steel toe. I can't. You can't come in here and try to control it. You know, that's the craziest part. You're here every morning. You ever see me look at the chat and somebody's like, enough of that, do that, and me go, huh? Right away. Right away, man. I didn't know there was someone wanting me to do something else. I'll get right on that. Spearmint Rhino. Yeah, should we move it to a strip club? Should we move it to the MGM Sphere? Anyway, look, these are my problems. They're not your problems, but they are very real configuration issues that I'm having. And all I want to do is get off of this show and go work on them. Fortunately for you, it's too early. I can't really do anything at 6 a.m. anyway. I got to wait till 8 a.m. To get working. I might have to run down and check out some venues today. I was talking to a comedy club. We were in talks with a comedy club yesterday about moving the whole thing to a comedy club. And that's probably not going to work. Johnny Rockwell says you need digital ambassadors. Yeah, Johnny Rockwell sent me an email yesterday. I want to be the digital ambassador for the show so you don't have to worry about the stream and everything. I'll handle it. And it's like, I don't even know what your email. I don't even know what you're saying. What do you want to do? He like pitched himself for this job, but didn't say what he would do or what it was. And literally, you want me to read it? You guys want to know how Johnny Rockwell pitched me yesterday? Look, and I'm not making fun of Johnny Rockwell, but just you tell me what the fuck I'm supposed to do with this. Look, and he's like a nice fan. He gives me some background stuff, yada, yada, yada. He says he can't come to Hackamania, basically, but he still wants to come. I'd like to put myself forward as a digital ambassador, a digital curator even. It's like, okay, I'm listening. As many as there will be there physically, there will be hundreds of thousands taking part digitally. I can help with that. On the weekend itself, we want Melton, the performer, free from the shackles of concerns over the digital experience. Please let me humbly help you and together build a digital experience for all. I know what you're thinking. I'd love to hire this guy, but I can't afford him. I say you can't afford not to. I'm not looking for monetary gains. I just want to help. Okay, great. What do you want to do again? I don't know what you want to do. I'd like to put myself forward as digital ambassador, digital curator. You're going to help me with taking over all the concerns of the digital experience. I mean, I feel like I'm reading a brochure for nothing. Hi, we're selling nothing. Would you like me to flower up the language? What would you like to do? No, give me like three specific tasks that whatever the fuck this means. What does that mean? No, he wants to monitor your shit. Okay. Monitor away. I mean, what? What are we doing? He's like, I want to help with the digital experience. It's like, again, you sound like a consultant. What do you want to do? Monitor the bit stream. Help with the uploading. Run OBS. Switch scenes. Customer service. Sign people on. Sell ticket. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? No, I want to help with the virtual experience. Oh, he wants to be a virtual guide. Again, say nothing more. Say nothing more. Oh, he wants to be a virtual guide. To what? To where? What are you talking about? Oh, no. He's just trying to be a virtual. Oh, he wants to, like, curate the digital experience. What? Flimsy typed that exactly when I said it. I mean, what? I'm like, it just because digital hub. Right. Okay. So I'm deleting this email then? Was this a joke? Because I've never seen anyone say nothing more. So this was a bit. I can delete it. All right. I am, Johnny, deleting this email. I assume it's a bit. I've never seen someone say less. I'd like to help curate the digital experience. What? There's never been a guy more on the outside saying less. He said, I'll email you. Don't. If it's going to be like that one, don't. I'd like to be a digital ambassador and curate the online experience. Don't. That sounds gay. Don't email me. What? Curate the digital experience. I'm straight, dog. I'm straight. Don't go clicking and curating around me, you fucking idiot. No, I'll be like a guide. I'll be like a guide for people. What? What are you talking about? You'll help them find their digital seat? You'll walk them down the digital aisle? Do we all have Oculus Rifts? What's happening? Corndiff wants to be a digital ambassador too. I hope Corndiff's coming. You know? I don't even fucking know what to say. Look, I'm in a bad mood now. The point is, I'm putting out the call. If anyone's got a business or something they want to promote, or if we have like a super rich benefactor that wants to just throw an obscene amount of money to make this event better, we'll advertise whatever you own. Your equipment rental company. You have a fleet of delivery vans. You have a franchise of roller skating rinks throughout the Midwest. Do you and your family make bespoke dinner party crackers? Is there some sort of limestone quarry owner that wants to kick up? You know, I'm just trying to think of real rich entrepreneurial types. we're going to have to onboard several sponsors at different levels. You ever see those events where they have like sponsor tiers? Have you tried Stoney's? How much? 5,000? No, I don't think we'll need that much because one of the reasons I got to get going today is because I got to get over there and negotiate with this guy. I want this space so bad, this space I'm looking at, but I can't even say what it is because you guys will fuck it all up. I got to get over there and negotiate. I can't afford what he wants for one night, and we're trying to get it for two nights, you know? We're trying to get it for Friday night and all day Saturday and Saturday night for the event. I can't afford the fee he wants for one night. And he wants a guarantee for $3,000 alcohol sales. Now, look, do I think you guys can drink $3,000 worth of alcohol in a night? Of course. Of course. I'm not worried about the guarantee. I'm worried about the rent. Either way, again, we're not in trouble. We have the event where it's at. I'm worried it's going to be just, again, based on the trajectory of sales. And it's a tight spot because it's like, this thing's pretty budgeted. This thing's pretty budgeted out. So, you know, I don't know. Single mother of five said, did you try unplugging it, plugging it back in? We did. Terry Nee, Melton, inspiring progress, uplifting spirits. I don't know if that's true at all. Single mother of five, what's the venue max occupancy at the Nerd? It's a flexible space, so... It's not in any of the people go look at the Nerd. I had Rocco even was messaging me like, where's the stage? Are they going to just put up blocks over the bowling alley? It's not in any of the photos, like the show area, the show space. They have like a function room in the back that would be where we are that holds everybody. But yeah, I just, look, without getting into too many details, and I'm not trying to air out anybody's dirty laundry about what's happening behind the scenes and stuff. We have the event. We can have the event as scheduled and stuff. It's fine. I'm just looking ahead. anticipating issues, you know, and we just may have to take some steps. My concern, personally, I don't need to make a dime off this thing. So I'd rather have it just be an awesome event and everybody have fun. I don't really need to make money off of this. I'd rather make sure everybody else makes money before myself. You live, you learn. This is my first time ever throwing a multi-day event like this, especially doing it myself. Every little part of it, from ticketing to customer service to the tech side to the stream to the logistics to, you know, just every fucking aspect of it. And again, most of it's just to prove how easy it is to make Chad look dumb. This is just a bit. This is just to show you that all you have to do is give a fuck a little bit. A little bit. It's only a papered room. Again, this is the opposite of a papered room. People are spending at least $100 to be there. So, you know, I take some pride in it. I want it to go really well. I want it to be a fun event and I want it to be a good time for everybody. So I'm not, resting on any laurels or taking it lightly or not spending time doing it. But I will say this. I shouldn't say it. Hey, congrats to today's EP, Keel. Keel. Is Keel here? Rule number one, pay yourself first, said somebody. I don't agree with that. Not for something like this. Look, this is my hometown. It's easy to do. I'll make sure everybody else gets money before I get money. Fact of the matter is, like, the money that I'm going to make on this is probably going to be reinvested into like equipment for it. That's just a fact. That computer over there was purchased mainly, you know, I'm not dumb. I knew Bauer would never fucking claim it. Again, all the dude has to do is send me an email with his address. No. So that computer over there was a couple grand, and that's going to be used at the event probably to stream, the event. But now, just because I had to buy that system and everything for Hackamania, does that come out of like the Hackamania account? No, that's a Nobody Likes Onions purchase. So what I'm saying is, like, my chances of making money on this event are probably nil, because I purchased cameras, computer equipment, stuff like that. I'm not gonna be profiting. Is WATP being a pain or not? No, just Dirty Deeds. Dirty Deeds is being more of a pain to WATP than WATP's pain. Dirty Deeds is like raking WATP over the coals. Why aren't they promoting the events? Why aren't they promoting the events? It's like, I think they are. You know, it's in nobody's interest to not promote the event. Either way. They're trolling you, Patrick. The stream is smooth enough. Look, you're not telling me anything I don't know. I see YouTube saying it's not receiving enough data to maintain smooth streaming. This is why I'm saying, again, we might go an hour or two today and have to come back this afternoon. Number one, the internet's shit. Number two, you know, I'm just trying to handle my business. Your audio is cutting out. I can't do anything about it, nerd. Fucking go sit and fucking spin. Why don't you sit down and rock back and forth Indian style, fucking weirdo? What do you want me to do? Push fix audio button? What am I supposed to do? Idiots. Again, what? Push a button? Fix. As if I'm making it bad on purpose. Oh, he probably doesn't know he need to push the fix button. He probably don't know he need to push the make audio work nice button. You fucking idiot. You fucking losers. These are the only people I want watching my program. Carl's been disguising ads as content for weeks. Yeah, look, I watched the clips, man. He plugs it. I watched the clip yesterday. He had it scrolling across. Come on. Come on. Grow up. I do love that, though. I love the idea of a guy, Mountain, your audio's choppy. Oh, fuck. I didn't realize I was leaning on the chop it up button for my audio. I'll get off that. What do you want me to do, idiot? What do you want me to do? Why don't you tell me when your ice cream's melting? I'll come over and blow on it. Maybe it'll refreeze. Keep your problems to yourself, nerds. I don't need to hear about it. We're having trouble with audio. Meh. We're having trouble with audio. Fucking nerds. Oh, look how far we are behind. Look how far we are behind now. Have you updated the bios? Yeah, should we just quit? Should we just call it a day? You guys want to go? Type 1 in the chat if I should just leave. Because I got stuff to do. I got enough. You know, CornDiff makes a good... When was the last time you defragmented your hard drive? Remember that little Windows 95 thing you would have to do? It would open up. It was like a secret. People would go like, you know what I learned you have to do? Defragment your hard drive. Yeah. Melton, your audio is choppy. Okay, anyone who says my audio is choppy is getting banned. Anyone who says the audio is choppy, you're banned for a month. Tell me my audio is choppy again. Say it one more time, motherfuckers. Say one more time I have choppy audio and see if you don't get banned for a month. See if I'm joking on a day like today. See if I'm joking on a day like today. Oh, my God. What a fucking cuck. What a cuck I am. Mr. Panhandler, your internet would be better with a digital curator. Just a thought. Yeah, Johnny Rockwell, is this an attack? Is this an attack on me? Is this some sort of, is this because I deleted your email? You know what it is. I have the bit rate too high on the encoding. So it's still trying to broadcast at like 7,500 KBPS. When really I should, for cellular, we should get that down to around 2,500. Go out and come back in. I'd rather not. How old are you? Go out and come back in. If I go out, I ain't coming back in. I ain't coming back in. Look, I lied about the banning people saying it's choppy. I don't have the energy to be clicking on people and banning them from my world. Do you understand that? It's too much trouble. And for what? To get a guy out of my chat who's spamming me? I don't care. Spam it. It's the only thing I have is an active chat. So spam away. Think I need this? Think I care about you? Why am I having a meltdown today? What's crazy is you wouldn't think the audio would just be choppy. Why not the video? Why is the video? Oh, the video's a little choppy too, though. I see it. I don't know. Maybe it's not today. Maybe it's not today to have a show. Maybe we all just cram into a van, head down to the beach. Your audio is choppy. Again, what can I do? What can I do? You're all telling me as if I have a button over here where I'm like, chop it up. Chop it up. I like it choppy. I like it choppy. We're doing choppy audio day. You guys are all telling me as if I can do anything about it. It is what it is. The stream is what the stream is. You know. Oh, it's choppy? Fuck. I had the chop toggle down. Choptoggle.com. You won't see a lot of people doing it, but I do it. I like it like this. A lot of people do shows. They're like, we want people to hear it smooth. We want it to be nice. We want it to flow. Not me. I want it chop. I want it chop. If I could figure out somehow how to make the video strobe and give people seizures, I would. I want choppy audio. I want seizure-inducing video. And I want people to leave me alone. You know, it's too much. Imagine me trying to cover something today. And don't think I don't have it. Did you know Planet with a Palette made pizza out of fruit? Pizza out of fruit. She's cutting up pears and putting it on pizza. You know, this is how fat people eat fruit now. I will have a piece of fruit. Could you put that on bread with cheese? I love an apple. Could you put that on bread with cheese for me and make some sort of fruit pizza? And she does. And she does. You think I don't want to see that? Glitter and Lasers thought she was going to go learn to be a runner. A runner. You know who I'm talking about? The girl shaped like a golf ball? She's completely round. She's completely fucking round. 480 pounds. She thought she was going to jog, be a runner. I was going to go over Corey. I have Corey Adam reels that will make your skin crawl. And not just because he doesn't know how to groom his facial hair. You know? So, say whatever you want, man. This could have been great. And the only reason it's not going great is because of you. You're on the receiving end. You're over there going, this is choppy. This is bad. It's whatever you want it to be. It's whatever you want it to be. It's choppy. Be better. Fix your speakers. You think it's me? It ain't. It ain't. It probably is. It probably is. But again, I can't do anything about it. I don't have any buttons to make it work. Panhandler, please don't call. Tech support. I'd rather not. I'd rather it work just like this.
Now, hear me out. Have you thought about hiring a digital curator for your show? I am available to work for your show if needed.
No. Carlos Danger, thank you for the super sticker. Raggedy Man says, digital curator sounds like something Reddit mods call themselves. Also, I'm interested in sponsorship. Where can we talk details? I assume this is a joke, Raggedy Man, but my email is in the description. My email gets scrolled in the chat just now. NLO@nobodylikesonions.com. Patrick@nobodylikesonions.com. I think you're joking. But come on. Come on. Is the WATP entourage airfare cost greater than or less than the larger venue cost and number of WATP promo codes used? Again, I know you're all used to talking to Ray, who just spills information. No, the new venue, look, I don't know what the new venue is going to cost. He's throwing out an astronomical number that's definitely not going to be. So like I said, there's a negotiation that's going to happen today. I'm not even kidding. I'm at the place. I'll spend anything I was going to make on a better venue. If it's going to make the show and the experience that much better. Again, I'm not worried about making money off Hackamania. I know everybody's like, Mel's going to keep all the money and fuck everybody. I'm not. There's no way I'm going to even get paid close to what I deserve to be paid for the amount of time I'm putting into this. So I'm hoping it all becomes like, you know, groundwork for future shows. I'm not really in it to make bank. Hello.
Tell me this new venue was in walking distance of the Circa.
Is this T.O.?
I can't talk. I'm training for the Iditarod.
You can get a bicycle. Tell me this new venue is in walking distance from the Circa. No, I'm booking them all on the other side of town. I'm dumb. I want to make it really tough on everybody. I want to make it tough on everybody. All right, here's what I'll do. I'll try to restart this thing and change the bit rate. And maybe this will make it nicer, okay? Stand by. Stand by. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Hold on 1 second. Let's see. We'll stop the stream. And we're back. All right, let's see. Let's see. Are we doing the loop? Are we doing the loop? All right. I adjusted the bit rate down to about 3,000 kilobits per second. So far, so good. Zero frames dropped. Zero frames dropped. Are we doing better? Is this more smooth? Yay! Yay! We're still over cellular, so it's still probably going to be dog shit. But at least we're doing it. At least we're doing it. Chip Galloway says, for the venue negotiations. Look, I struggle with whether I should tell you guys anything or not. What I was saying anyway, Raggedy Man, if you're serious and you have a some kind of sponsorship thing. Look, I don't know if we got a beverage distributor or something out there. You want to make the whole thing sponsored by your alcohol? We'll have only your tequila at the event. Nobody will be able to get any other drink. We won't even have water. We'll make it work. Max Bringle, Bitcoin, huh? Patrick, if you need help with the logistics equipment, I work for a company that specializes in technology and shipping of equipment to live events. Good God, I hope not. I hope we don't have to ship in equipment. We scoured Las Vegas. We couldn't find any mics or speakers. We had to have them shipped in from Italy. Yeah, if we're shipping in equipment, we're in trouble. If we need lights, this is Chad level stuff. This is Chad level stuff. So, I don't know. Look, the haters gonna hate. Everybody's gonna speculate. That's fine. I don't really care. Like, again, no one knows anything about anything. So I love all the leaks and ideas and speculation about stuff. I love it. But again, no one knows anything about anything. They're all dumb. But it is frustrating. You know, you want to do a good show. You want to have a nice event. You want to have a nice time. Johnny Rockwell says he'll organize the whole thing digitally. Maybe that's it. Maybe I just wash my hands of it and we hand it over to Johnny Rockwell. And that way, if anything goes bad, it's Johnny Rockwell's fault. I go like, well, we outsourced it to Rockwell Industries. And you're like, who's that? And I just forward all the emails to Johnny. Hello? Oh, wow, you hung up? Come on, you hung up. You call. People do this. They call in. I answer the phone. They sit there on the phone while I finish whatever rant I'm doing. And then when I cut to them, they hang up. They put 7 minutes into the call, finding the number, calling in, waiting for it, letting it ring. I answer it. I'm finishing talking. They're waiting on the line. We go. We throw it to you for your big moment, and then you're like, click. Well, I'm glad we spent 6 minutes doing that. Again, like, what, did you just have some extra time? Were you waiting on a cab? You wanted to kill a few minutes? What's the thought process? You mulled it over in your head? And then you decide, that is dumb. That is dumb.
Welcome to Kev Support. I can help you with your system. Have you heard Shuley and Melton use a fake system that allows them to create fake tubes inside the YouTube? They use Nigerians to get inside the Wi-Fi via an HDMI cable. Anyway, you should call Adam. He probably knows.
Zulu here, camp support technician. I am here to fix your BIOS. First, stick a banana in the Ethernet port.
There should be, just a tech support line where Kevin Brennan's on the other end of it and has to figure out your problem. No matter how long it takes, Kevin Brennan has to figure out your problem. Okay, I do got to give Lance. Lance has got a new one that he's doing, and it cracked me up because he's Lance's new bit is pretending that Earl Skakel's like a big deal, and that I have somehow had a falling out with Earl Skakel, and that it's not fair because Earl Skakel's the only one with credits, and he's like the biggest name on the and the biggest draw on the event, and he's really taking this. Like, look at this. He says, ever take a moment to think Earl's name is what secured the venue? And now Pat's pushing him out the venue. So, yeah, there's a rumor that I'm pushing Earl out. You know, again, I missed the genesis of this bit, but I am enjoying it. First of all, the thing is Earl's like the biggest star on the thing, and like Melton started a fight with him. And now the rumor is that the venue's backing out because they heard I was being mean to Earl. I can't, but it does make me feel good. It does make me feel good. Like, it's funny. At least it's fucking funny. You know what I mean? Like, at least it's fucking creative. Earl's, now that Melton's pushing Earl out. What? And then the other one was that, the venue. The venue found out Melton and Earl are fighting, so the venue's gone. The venue actually emailed me. They're like, we don't want to take sides. We heard there's a big kerfuffle going on with Earl Skakel. And, yeah, we wanted to fix it all. We wanted to make it right. Oh my God. So yeah, that's where we're at again. I might just pull the trigger on it anyway and spend the money, you know, but like I said, I can't do it at what this guy's asking anyway. Here's the problem too. Again, one of these venues I'm looking at, it's an 800 capacity venue. That's why I was like, it's going to look, you know, it's going to look like WATP's last event, where it's just like half the room is full. And that's the last thing I want, because you'll get called a failure. Look, if you have a 300-seat venue and you fill 300 seats, it looks packed. If you have an 800-seat venue and you fill 300 seats, you look like a failure. So you can't do 800 seats. But then the guy was telling me, like, no, it's 800 capacity. It's max seated would be 300. Like if they put seats and chairs and tables in, he's like, then it's around 300. And I was like, it's still like, you know, I don't think we're going to have 300. I don't think we're going to have 300, but then you want room to grow, but then you also don't want it to be, I don't know, but I got to go talk to the guy, because what he wants for one night, I can't afford, and we need it for two nights. So I got to go in there and get a minimum 60% discount from this guy. But the other benefit of it is, like, we have tickets sold, we have a crowd, they are ready to come, and you are less than 2 months out, you don't have this day booked on your calendar. Who's the loser? Who's the loser? Your venue needs me. Your venue needs me. It's 2 months out. You have nothing on the calendar for that weekend. Your venue needs me. At least that's what I'm going to say. Did that sound convincing? Did that sound convincing? Ozone says, I'm prepared to call it a failure of 10%. Look, I have no doubt that losers will call it a failure if it's packed and everyone there says they have a good time. I'm not dumb. Do you think I'm new to the net? We could have the biggest event ever held on the internet and everybody be like, fucking fags. Yeah. Yeah. So will it shock me when What's the other? Ball powder. Ball powder and ozone are arms crossed back at their houses and their favorite worn out chairs going, huh, knew it. It's like, oh no. Oh no, it could have gone either way. We could have really wowed ozone. I missed the chance. Fuck. You know what I was looking for? Really, all I really wanted out of this was ozone coming away from it. Going, those guys really did do it. Those guys really did put it together. That was my goal. That was my goal. What, the one thing, what do you want to get out of this event, Melton? I'd like Ozone to admit we did it. I'd like Ozone to step forward and really, really just say they did it. They did it. But, you know, I can't make that happen. But we'll talk to his therapist. We'll try to impregnate his brain with that idea over the next few weeks. And who knows? Maybe by the time the show runs around, Ozone will be reprogrammed a little bit. He'll look over at the event. He'll go, huh, failure, but much less of a failure than I thought. And then we all go, yay! And we pass around ice cream cake. And we pass around ice cream cake. Audio choppy again. I don't believe you. It says it's flawless. It says it's perfect. I haven't missed one fucking frame since I came back at this bit rate. So it's you. It's you. God, every time I see Knight Melendez in my monitor, it's terror inducing. It's terror inducing. And then you know what? John doesn't really care. I mean, we knew this, and it's the same reason I fucking screamed about Kevin Brennan's wife and stuff, and then he kind of shut the fuck up. Yeah, because you don't care about your wife and kids, Kevin Brennan. That's all I wanted to prove. You don't give a fuck about them, you whiny bitch. We pretty much filleted your wife and children open on the program and did the worst things to them in our imagination. You don't even give a fuck. You don't even give a fuck. Now, look, you shouldn't. And we all knew you didn't give a fuck, but that's all I wanted to prove. People can tell you they'll rape your daughter and then you'll have them as a guest on your podcast. You're a phony fraud. Your family doesn't love or respect you, and neither do we. And that's all I wanted everybody to see. That's all I wanted everybody to see. Kevin Brennan doesn't give a fuck about his wife. Kevin Brennan doesn't give a fuck about his children. And by the way, neither does Stuttering John. Neither does Stuttering John. It's all content. It's all content. He'd rather yell about you doing something to his kids than do something to his kids, you know? I couldn't even watch all the Stuttering John shows. He just kept going back to it like, all right, all right, Dave. Talking shit about my children. It's like, I mean, yes. And? Are y'all okay? Are y'all all right? And what? Yes, I talked about your children. And what? Just checking. Just making sure that's what you were doing, you fucking loser. It's like, okay. Okay. People want to do a Zulu wall? Please. I can't. I tried to print out a black person on my printer, and it was like, eh, computer says no. Computer says no. You've got to order all new toner for that. You know how they have those crayons with all the skin colors, with all the skin tones of the world? You got to get special toner for your printer to print black people. They call it ebony. They call it the ebony collection. Every cartridge is black. You got to take out the C. You got to take out the M. You got to take out the Y. It's all K. It's all K. By the way, coincidence? Coincidence? Did I pull out CMY and have to put in KKK? You sure about that? You take out the C, cyan. You take out the M, magenta. You take out the Y, yellow. For black, it's K. For black, it's K. Tell me that the printer industry isn't racist. If you, black cartridges are K's. You need three black cartridges. You have to walk into Staples and go K, 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 please. You ever think about that? The printer industry, the toner cartridge industry, has roots way back to slavery. They used to make the slaves operate the elevators and the printers. That's true. That's true. You used to, like, if you worked in an office building and you needed a copy or something faxed, you'd have to walk up to a black guy, hand it to him, and he would be like, I'll fax it this right away, Mr. Booba Baba Beba. And then he goes over and hits the buttons. White people weren't allowed to operate the machines. Only blacks. And then they would bring you like your fax cover sheet. And it would be all greasy from the chicken. Because it used to be, that's how it used to be. Every black guy had chicken and watermelon and ran fax machines. And elevators. And what eventually put a stop to that was not the civil rights movement. People just got tired of the buttons being so greasy. You know, if the black people called in sick and the white people had to push the buttons on the elevators, sometimes they would slip and fall. And they would hurt themselves. Okay, sorry. Stop being racist. I don't know how. Can you imagine slipping and falling on an elevator button? What the fuck does that even mean? What does that even mean? They used to call them blacks machines. Wow. Whoa. Oh, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. Mrs. New York's right. Miss New York's right. This is fucked up. This is fucked up. I want to start a podcast that's just alternative black history that I make up like that. It's all just made up facts. Remember when they used to make black people swim to the fax machines? Wow. Is that true? That's how they could tell which ones were the most educated, if they could swim. Fucking hell. God, history was rough on people. History was tough on humans. All right, should we try to do it? Is it working? Are we working fine on cellular backup today? Should we do a show? Or should I get the fuck out of here? My email is popping. My email is popping. Oh, my God. Get out of town. I just got an email. Hi, I don't know if this presents more logistical problems, but have you considered live music for the downtime between comics and events? Musicians and gear could stay up in the back line without getting in the way, like Kill Tony. I only ask because a good live general business cover band would be willing to part with some money for a spot with that kind of visibility. Hold on, you think if I hire a band to come play Hackamania for 9 hours on a Saturday in between shows, they'll pay me? I want to make sure I got this right. From 2 p.m. to midnight, you want me to get a band to come play in between podcasts, and you think they'll pay me for the exposure, for the visibility? Hey, I'm looking for a band that wants to come out and play for 10 hours. And the good news is this will only cost you guys a couple grand. You in? You in? Oh, fuck. I don't even know what to say. Yeah, I guess this would solve my problems. You know, right now, the problem I have is that I might want to change the venue. Maybe. Patrick, do you ever think about hiring a band to play in between the shows? I don't know if this is adding more problems. No, that's not adding more problems. I'd love to go find a band all of a sudden. This will totally solve my venue issue. No, this doesn't compound things at all. I was thinking that the answer to getting more money for a different venue would be to add a band to the mix. No, that doesn't complicate it more at all. Why would you say that? Oh, my God. I don't know how anyone works together in any capacity ever. I don't know how any two people on this planet ever sit down across from each other and come up with an agreement. Isn't that wild? Isn't that wild? Colin says, hey, I wrote that. You brushed over a lot. Okay. You know, I don't read emails verbatim to try to save people face. Okay. I brushed over a lot. No, I didn't. Here's the email in its entirety so that I don't look like a fucking idiot because I have to have a guy in my chat raise his hand and go, you brushed over a lot. No, I didn't. Here goes. Here's the whole email, just so I didn't brush over anything. Hey, I don't know if this presents more of a technical problem, but have you considered live music for the downtime in between comics? Musicians and gear could stay set up in the back without getting too much in the way, i.e. kill Tony. I only ask because I've got a lot of good general business cover band. I've got a good general business cover band and would be willing to part with some money for a spot. Oh, you've got a cover band. $2,000. $2,000. You're right. I fucked up. Hold on. Colin has a cover band and he wants to come play. No! 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 Oh, shit. I mean, come on. I mean, what are we? No bands. Colin, you're fine. I just got to do content. I'm in a ragey mood. You're fine. I'm not looking for more problems, though. I'm not looking to add shit. And by the way, I'm not looking for downtime between podcasts to be filled. Have you ever done one of these events with comics? Everyone goes over their time. So we shall not have 30 minutes in between podcasts where a band's going to play some Sting, you know, and we're all going to tap our foot to Message in a Bottle. We're not going to do it. We're not going to have the time. Colin said, it's all good. I do tons of events. I sort of know what I'm doing. I get you. You're right. I did miss that point where you said it's your band and you'd be willing to part for money. I just don't think you would. And I think you'd piss off every member of your band if you tried to put together a 10-hour gig for no money. And not only that, but it cost you money. Lance said, have you ever considered hiring a magician for in between the cover band and the podcast? That's a good point. Now I like where we're going. We'll have a podcast and then we'll have a band come out to play in between podcasts. But in between the podcast and the band coming out, we'll have a magician come out, do a couple card tricks. Colin says, no, we couldn't do 10 hours. That's what I mean. So then what? So you want to come out for 2 hours and play in between one of the podcast? A podcast is 2 hours, hour and a half, 2 hours. So you want to play for the 15 minutes in between a podcast. If you wanted to do it once, if you wanted to play in between two podcasts one time, like podcast, you play podcast, that's a 5-hour block right there. It's a 4-hour block. So, yeah, this is an all-day event. I mean, I just, again, You don't know where it is. You don't know anything about it. Where we're at the Nerd, there's no room on the stage for a band. There's no hookups for drums and tons of guitar. It's not a music venue. There's nowhere for a band to even be comfortable on the stage at the current venue we're at. So all this is more headaches. I'm not looking to add at this point, guys. The show is locked down. And again, this isn't me yelling. Connor's fine. Connor's a nice boy. Oh, we dropped out completely now. We've dropped out completely. Yeah, we might not be able to do this today. It just might be a dog shit day, you know? But, no, look, we're not trying to add components in. The last thing I want is another group of seven guys to manage. Patrick, where do you want the band to set up? No thanks. Where do you want the band to set up? Oh, boy. You know. So I don't know. Our bitrate is fine, but it is showing signs of light chop. Light chop, baby! I don't know. Should we put a bullet in this? I'll tell you this. What's the point of the cellular backup if it doesn't work? And we were working on it fine for a while. It was working great. My lost internet. That's funny. That's what I want. Can we just keep it light? Some little light jokes here and there. My lost internet. Female cop. Female chop. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's a bad day. Maybe this is an omen. Hold on. I'm a nice boy for the record, but Colin is a troublemaker. Hold on. Who wrote the email? Colin or Connor? Oh, it's Colin. Fuck, I had him mixed up. Either way, I'm not mad at Colin. I'm not even mad at Colin. Everyone's trying to help, and I'm being a crank. Apologies. I owe Connor a sincere apology. Because he is only trying to help. But I know it wouldn't work. It just wouldn't work. We don't need to add things. We don't need to add a band. If anything, we'll get Felicia Gillespie to come out and juggle. Have you seen that? Holy shit. No, but I do owe Colin an apologize. An apology. Colin, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm snapping at you. This isn't about you. I mean to take it out on you. But we could get Felicia Gillespie to come juggle. You know. And is this, who is this? Pat's old girlfriend or wife or what? Were they married? I haven't really talked to Pat about this. Felicia Gillespie. I've been trying to find her doing stand-up. And there's like one video of her doing stand-up ever. And then she was on Kill Tony. And again, just imagine considering yourself a 20-year stand-up and appearing on Kill Tony. Corey Adam, like, wants to be on Kill Tony so badly. So fucking badly. Connor, I don't apologize to you. I apologize to Colin. Colin. All good. I didn't feel like a real fan because you never snapped on me. Now I feel complete. Yeah, look, I understand. Rereading this now, I get your sentiment. Colin is in a good general business cover band. And look, I get it. And if we had like some big compound with another stage and all this stuff, just the last thing I'm looking to do right now is add to the lineup. And especially something that's going to delay us more. When a podcast ends, I want to have 30 minutes of downtime and the next podcast start right up. So, you know, definitely invite Felicia on. We'll go well with Pat. Ain't nobody care about Pat. You know, ain't nobody care about Pat. I don't do things to make Pat feel bad. I think she's a fucking joke. We're clowning on her. I'm on Pat's side. I'm on Pat's side. But, you know, it's bad enough because she says she's been a comic for like 20 years in New York City. There's not a video of her doing stand-up. It's like, it's tough to find. There's one. One video of her doing stand-up, and then she goes on Kill Tunny. That's a game show where people try to shoot me. Kill Tunny. They call me Tunny because I weigh a ton. Felicia goes on there. She just juggled. All right. Now I'm getting a lot of emails about Hackamania help. What is this? This is a real email from a guy. I'd like to volunteer my services as a pastor clown. I can entertain everyone's children in my hotel room. I don't know what's creepier, a clown that wants to hang out with your kids or a religious clown that wants to hang out with your kids. Ian Hawk sent me that. This is a real email from Ian Hawk. This is my days. These are my days. I want you to imagine 100 other fucking little idiots with a joke like this emailing me. Because that's what it is. That's what it is all day long. I had to tell a guy the other day to stop emailing me every thought he had. I had to tell him that. I had to tell a grown adult man. These men are older than me. They're my senior. I had to tell a guy the other day, last week, you've got to stop emailing me every thought you're having. And the guy replied back like, oh, shit, sorry. He was very understanding about it. But you got to stop. I had to tell him that. He didn't even realize he was doing it. He was like, oh, fuck, my bad. He didn't even know. He was taking screenshots of Chad's tweets and stuff and just sending them to me going, look what a cunt. Look what Chad just did. Oh, my God, has there ever been anybody funny? I don't stop. 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 And again, I put up with a lot from Ian. But this is a real email. This is a whole email. Hackamania help is the subject. I would like to volunteer my services as a pastor clown. Now, look, I'm laughing. We are getting content out of it. A pastor clown. I can entertain everyone's children in my hotel room. Now, again, we're having content out of this. It's Ian. It's short. It made me laugh. I get 300 of those a day from just a guy going like, this one's too good to not tell Melton. It ain't. Save it for your drafts. Send it to your aunt. Melton's going to love this one. He ain't. He's not your friend. He doesn't know you. Leave Melton alone. He's a fucking loser. You want to email Melton? You're a loser. Go get a dad. Go find a friend. Jesus Christ. Emailing Melton. What a fucking loser. Max says, how much would you charge for a company to sponsor the event? I mean, you could sponsor for anything. Depends on what you want to do. Depends on the level of sponsorship. See, this is how these companies fall into this grift. I find myself doing it, but you know what? Sometimes the only way to make a profit and be successful is to have a grift. So somebody's got to do it. I don't mind it being me. If I have to be labeled a grifter to make sure everybody walks home from flies home from Hackamania. What if I made them walk home? Hold on, wasn't that? That was one of Lance's claims that everyone has to walk home from Hackamania. I'm not getting anyone a return ticket. All right, Buzzy.
How about it there?
I'm not having a good day. I'm sorry I hung up on you last week. I was in a bad mood.
Oh, that's all right. I come with good news. I can offer my services as a transportation curator.
We don't need anything transported.
Speaking of trans, what is with that creature there behind you? Good Lord.
Yes.
That dirty hermit. What a dirty hermit.
The sad thing is she was a good-looking lady.
That dirty hermit is grossing me out there. I tell you what. I don't even think P. Diddy would accept her into his whack pack.
What would you do?
Oh, Mr.
Melton. What would you do if you saw this jackalope crossing a field?
I'd line up those crosshairs. I'd put my hand on your shoulder, and I'd tap you, Mr. Melton. I'd say, Mr. Melton, line it up. You ready for it, Mr. Melton? You got him! You got him, Melton! You got him!
I can't. Fuck. My button's not working. I got no guns.
You ain't got him, Melton! Kiana Cut! She's done! She loves nothing! Oh, butt,
thank you,
we
Buzzy.
We shouldn't break!
Thank you, Buzzy. My Gotham button's not working today. This is going badly. The whole day's off. The whole day's off today. This is like that time at the factory when it was oops all berries. But it's like a podcast. It's worse. It's oops all melting. Oops all melting. Why do a show? Why even try today? Why even try? This is one of those where we got to come back tonight. And, you know, Tukey's doing a show tonight. So I'm going to piss him off. We can't do this. You know, it's like the universe is telling you, Hackamania is a bust. Wrap it up. Cancel. Your phones don't work. Your internet doesn't work. Why wake up? Exactly. Why wake up? Why get out of bed in the morning? Your digital ambassador's turning on you. The cover band quits. You find out your Mrs. Fields food truck is late to the venue. Jesus Christ. Close to selling out. Better cancel. I mean, that's the truth. That is the truth, though. No, look, in all honesty, no, the event's not in danger at all. Like, there's no trouble. There's no trouble with the current venue at all. I want to make that clear. The trouble is me. The trouble is I'm thinking now, you know, now that I've seen what a wild success sales are, we should probably do better. We should probably do a little better. Anyway, I've got a couple people working on it who have been helping me out locally. Like I said, I'm in talks with an amazing venue that if we can get, we don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. So if we can get it, we can get it. If we can afford it, we can afford it. I don't even know what kind of a sponsor makes sense for an event like this. You know, a weed company, perhaps some sort of beverage sponsor. Maybe we could get Celsius or white chocolate raspberry Red Bull to kick in. maybe we just charge everybody a venue fee at the door. You show up, you're like, all right, about $100 ticket. We're like, yeah, it's just another $25 for entry. Your ticket doesn't include entry. Did you know that? Tickets don't necessarily include entry at our events. Dime card, member for 11 months. Will this be up later? Yes. I imagine it'll be up now. What a fucking rough one today. Again, this what a false start. I'm just going to have to come back later. It's not going. When it doesn't go, it doesn't go. And, you know, if we don't reach escape velocity, how could we even do it? Contact the Stoney's affiliate. I mean, I wish we had a bar here that dumb. You know, the only reason that guy can afford to give Steel Toe $500 a month is because he owns the house that his bar is in. It is a two-story house. Go look. It's a two-story house with a yard that's been converted into a bar. So just because Cheetos lives upstairs and is drunk and doesn't have any bills, he can afford to hand Steel Toe $500 a month. We can't find a sponsor that dumb, you know? Over here on the ground in real world, everybody wants to make money. Everybody wants to get something out of it. It's got to be legit. We can't just fool a stupid old man into throwing money away. Stonies. Can you imagine? Michaela, member for 12 months. It's our year anniversary to exchange items made from tinfoil. Hold on to that. It's aluminum now, right? It's not tin. And the price of aluminum is pretty high. Flat Cat, member for 10 months. Do end of an era MLC through beginning of Tukey show. Do an end of MLC through beginning of Tukey show. Go get your business done. We'll be here waiting. Yeah, I mean, I think that's what's going to happen today. I think we'll be back this afternoon at 3 or 4. I think it's what's going to have to happen because between the internet, I can't even yell at Cox. And the last thing I can have, do you understand how embarrassing it is for me to see Ozone in my chat just laughing at me? It's fucking brutal, dude. Brutal to be yelled at by a layer of the atmosphere. I don't know. I don't know anything more embarrassing, frankly. You mean yelled at, you know? Being yelled at by a layer of stratosphere. So I've got so much screaming to do and so much anger to wrangle. Wrangler? Oh boy, Ian Hawk's back again? Again. Anyway, Jessica, Flat Cat, thank you for being a member for 10 months.
Oh, it's a scary monster. Don't eat me with your morning breakfast. I wouldn't taste good with pancakes and syrup poured all over me.
I, too, have better Wi-Fi than Patrick.
Everybody has better Wi-Fi than me. All right, people are saying the stream's working now. Should we try? Should we attempt to keep going? I don't know, because it's like, you know, it's 90 minutes worth of me just screaming and screaming.
I would like to offer my help to Hackamania as Senior Barker yelling, Melton doesn't sell any tickets.
I, too, like to yell about ticket sales.
Melton doesn't sell any tickets. Oh, God. Our Father, which art in heaven. Just do it or don't. Yeah, that's what I'm doing, though. That's what we're doing. Thanks for the advice. Man, I never really thought about it like that. Okay, so none of my stuff is working today. None of this is working today. I can't trigger anything. I might not even be able to end the show. Oh, yeah, all my controls are dead. I couldn't end the show if I wanted to. The buttons don't work. I can't change the shot. I can't show you YouTube. Nothing's working. How are we doing? Shit in one hand and podcast in the other. See which one smells worse after. I mean, great. Great. Everyday tech problems. I mean, we haven't had a tech problem in a while, but this is getting, I say that, but between the Wi-Fi and the TV and the new laptop, it really is seeming like someone's trying to stop us. Who is it, Kevin? Who's after us? I got nothing works. Nothing works. Look, this is supposed to, when I hit this, it's supposed to say gay. It's supposed to pop up and say gay. But I can't even call myself gay with a bit. All right, now hold on. Let's see. Nothing's working. I'm a man who likes control. This should say gay. Wow. Can't even make it gay. Can't even make it gay. Stat Daddy says, try putting the Wi-Fi in a bowl of rice. I mean, look, this is the problem. We've fixed one problem. We're now broadcasting over cellular, so that's working. Why is nothing else working? I can't switch scenes. My Stream Deck doesn't work. What do we do? What do we do? George Hargrove says I'm bombing. I mean, fuck, I feel it. I feel it. This is the worst I've ever done. You know, this is like, I'm having anxiety now. This is what's going to happen to me when I do stand-up. You know, I haven't done stand-up in over a year. I'm going to get on stage, and I'm going to start hyperventilating, and then I'm going to get in my head, you're not funny. What if you were never funny? If this happened to KB, it would be a 3-month segment on NLO. If KB ever said the word Stream Deck, I'd fall out of my chair. KB's entire setup is hitting live. He's opening a browser to StreamYard and hitting live. If KB said the word lighting or Stream Deck, I think I might shit in my hand. I might have you talked to Spider Alomar. Why won't it do it? Fuck. If somebody did donate $100 to this shit show, I couldn't play the music to do the wall. Like nothing. Nothing's working. And it was working because I showed the executive producer, Keel. This is all Keel's fault. And notice who's not here today, by the way. Keel. Thank God super tips are working. Thank God, or I'd leave.
That's what you get, Melton. My real son has hacked your system. I destroyed your show. I am victorious.
I too hacked your system.
If I found out that Joey C was behind this and had somehow infiltrated my network and was fucking with my system, I'd quit podcasting. I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding. If I found out Joey C were some sort of, you know, ghost protocol hacker and was in here fucking with my shit, I'd walk. It would terrify me in ways I can't even begin to describe.
Press my button then, Melty. Aaron doesn't know how.
Trim your wick, says Corn Diff. Well, what does that mean? Hold on. What does that mean? Is this some sort of code? Trim your wick. Why am I looking so deep into this? Trim your wick. Joey C++.
Engage protocol erasure. Implementing total takeover process. Adding background of transitioning child now.
Hey, buddy, need me to send Joe over night, and help you out?
Night sabotage your ass. Sam V thinks that I'm making up problems because I've already made money this week. Yeah. I've already made too much money. I have to call in sick. You know what I like to do? Again, great theory, everyone. I set my alarm for 4 a.m., wake up, and then I fake problems. Yeah. I love waking up early to not do a show. This is my favorite. Panhandler says, is this a preview of Hackamania? Can't wait. I mean, this is getting rude. He's back.
How about it? Mr. Melton, I got a button that works for you.
Yeah.
You are trucking with the transportation specialist of NLO.
I don't even understand why it's not working. That's again, the sad part is I can't end it. The button that ends the show doesn't work. There's no doubt in my mind that this needs to stop and I need to come back later and finish it. There's no doubt in my mind. I can't do anything. I can't show you the video we want to watch. I can't end the show. Nothing works. More money, more problems. Yeah, if this happened to KB, it won't, though. It won't. KB doesn't have this set up. And maybe I shouldn't either, frankly. Maybe I should have some sort of simpler. Times were easier back when it was all just run off my Chromebook. Prob started when you changed the bitrate. No, that's fixed everything. Again, shut up, everyone. Shut up. The only reason it's working now is because I changed the bitrate. You think that's what started the problems? Shut up. I can't even fake yell. I don't even have it in me to be fake outraged. Trim your wick. That's a good insult. Just tell somebody that. It'll be confusing. In the middle of a store, they're arguing with you. Trim your wick and walk away. Trim your wick. By the time they figure out what you're talking about, you'll be gone. I don't know. You know, sometimes it's just not meant to be. And again, how do you even fix it? I restarted everything. I restarted Stream Deck. Let me try to restart everything. Quit. Restart. Manchi-chi. No? I really thought that would work somehow. I trimmed my wick for this. I mean, really, it just, you know, you try to do something nice for people. You try to create an environment where... Whoa, that one's working now. Okay, Stream Deck, I fixed. And that means I can show you No, why is that not working now? I give up. You know, podcasting's fucking hard. And I clearly don't have it anymore. You know? Fair enough. I had my time. I tried. I thought I could do a show. I thought I had it. Turns out I don't. I don't have the hosting capacity of Ray and Chad. And I don't have the technical ability of KB and his green screen. This is bad. I trimmed my wick for the... I know. Doom says, turn this off. I know. How do I make it stop? How do I fix it? Why isn't it working? More importantly, this says it's working, but I can't Monchi-Chi. Whoa! All right, half of it's working. Half of it's working. We're getting there. Opie's a board op. Call him on the VoIP. VoIP. Fuck! What do we do? You vote for me to go or stay. Do we come back this afternoon and try it again? What, with the contents and stuff? Shut up, Reels. Have you tried deleting the cookies? Shut up. Melton's having a rocky time. We're turning it around. I'm fixing this. This can be fixed. Let's say. Why? Why won't this work? This is what's really annoying me. I need Monchi-Chi. Melton needs Jesus. KB can go over 4 hours with no clips. I can't. I've never done that. I'm new to podcasting like KB. Eat my ass. I've done everything KB's done before KB thought about podcasting and learned what it was. Eat my ass. KB can do 4 hours with no clips. Oh, man, I've never done that. I've never done 4 hours with no clips. I've never done it. I've never done anything like that. How's it work? I've never even dreamt about that. What's it like to be a big-time podcaster like KB? I've never done that. I've never just talked on a show. I can't. I've tried, but I just can't. I can't. From the moment I ever started podcasting, I had to play clips. Even every day now, all I do is play clips. I know. I know. I want to be better. I do. I watch all the greats. I fire them up every day. I watch all the greats podcast. Ray. I'm trying to get a dirty pillow and a treadmill to put in my background. Like Ray. Sometimes I want to just hang out in my mom's kitchen like Liam. I do. I'd love to find out if KB can do 4 hours. Am I right? What are you talking about? 4 hours of what? Is that sexual? Did you try leaving the room and coming back in again? I think this is what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to do Wordless Wednesday on a Tuesday, only but with more words. I think I just read the chat. Yell at you idiots and never do a show. Because you don't deserve it. I've changed my mind. Hackamania's off. You know what? I don't want to do it. I don't want to do Hackamania. It's off. I've changed my mind. I'm keeping all your money. I've changed my mind. Hackamania's off. You don't deserve it, frankly. You don't deserve Earl Skakel at his finest. Call Chad for advice. Can we call Chad? I'm blocked. Remember, he blocked me, but he also deleted my number, which is hard to do. It's hard to block a number you don't have. Legal Zoom might be able to give help. We only do illegal Zoom over here. Wes says it's over. Can I still go to Vegas? No, 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 no. Everyone check your email. Your tickets have been refunded. Your flights have been canceled. You'll all be getting miles back on your cards. Turn Tuesdays. It's like a skating rink. Turn your Tuesday around. Show us your stupid butt. I can't. I won't. It just, you know, sometimes stuff doesn't work out. You know, at your job, you ever like go into your work and you have your whole day planned out in your head? You're going to be really productive. You're going to get a lot of stuff done. Again, I thought Corey Adams, Steel Toe, April did a show alone last night. I mean, do you think there's not content? Do you think there's not gold? I'm out now. You know, this has fucked me over. We tried to burn John with this picture of his daughter. It backfired severely. We tried to troll Steel Toe. We couldn't get it going. We tried to make Hackamania better. Everyone made fun of me and canceled their tickets. It's been a bad fucking day, man. Already, you know? And it's 7:40 a.m. And already my days. Ugh. Hello?
Yeah, I got a venue option for you. If you're still looking.
I already contacted the manager of that McDonald's and the play place is taken.
No, it's a beautiful venue. It's the downtown Hilton Grand. They got a nice ballroom for you. It's beautiful, right next to where you were going to do the show.
Is this LL Cooley?
Have you heard about this Tiff character?
Yeah, is this a Starbucks ambassador? The downtown Hilton Grand. Okay. I can't even. What's the problem? Why isn't it working? I just want to do a good show. I want to have a good time. I want to do a good event. I want everybody to have fun. I want people to like me. I want people to enjoy themselves. I want people to have a laugh, have a drink, make a trip, make a friend. You know, you put so much into it. You try so hard. And you just get made fun of. You do your best, you know, and then the chat room just, everyone piles on you. And it builds up and it really just wrecks your whole sense of self-worth. And before you know it, you're just in a fetal position in the shower crying. Cold water raining down over you while you eat the leftover donut holes from the church picnic. I don't even go to church, but I do go to the church picnics. You can find the schedule on their website. Hello?
Your whining is killing me.
I don't know how to stop. I'm in a cycle today.
I got one fat fuck out of town, so I didn't have to deal with it. And now I got this.
Wait, you got who is this and what fat fuck?
You don't recognize the accent?
No, it's all country. Is this Sketty?
Are you kidding me? We're going to talk about apples. Bless his heart.
No, I don't know. Who?
This is Jennifer Bentley.
Oh, okay. I didn't expect Jennifer Bentley to be calling in today.
Well, you've been wanting to hear about the apples.
Yes.
And I was tired of you whining, so yeah, I figured we'd change the subject.
Yeah, you might turn the whole show around today. Tell me what's wrong with these apples.
Well, first of all, I was tired of hearing about the damn apples. So, you know, that was strike one against them.
What, strike one against them is that I was an advocate?
No, and then all I heard was I had to go buy apples, and I had to drive 4 hours and get these apples. You asked me, did I go to Valdosta and get them? And the answer was yes, I had been to Valdosta.
Okay, and then what was wrong with them?
Well, I paid $8 for 5 apples that were smaller than a baseball.
Yeah, stop buying.
And they had no taste.
This is because you're used to buying these apples that are all hopped up on testosterone and chemicals. You know, your apples shouldn't be as big as a softball. They're supposed to be like crayon apples.
Oh, okay. Well, I want more than 2 bites.
And then what? You didn't like the flavor?
They just didn't have much flavor. I prefer a Honeycrisp.
Again, I think you're full of shit. These blow Honeycrisps away. when you guys come out, I'm bringing you a Nevada Sweet Tango. The Georgia
one. We need to have a blind taste test in Las Vegas.
I've changed my mind. We're having an apple off. Live on stage. We're going to have like 10 people come up and blind taste test apples, and we're going to declare a winner once and for all. This is really going to happen. I'm making this an event now at Hackamania.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Bentley, for trying to cheer me up.
Well, I hope your day gets better.
It won't.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. Bless her heart.
Bless his heart.
No, we're really doing that. I've changed my mind now. We have to have some sort of apple event. We're going to bob for apples, and then if you can tell what kind of apple you bobbed for, you win a double prize. Or something. I don't know. We're going to have to come up with different rules. KB can watch clips and just say, for 5 minutes without sharing the screen. Why can't you? Loser! That's a good point. Hello?
Can we together fucking crush Thunder and John?
Who is this, Joey?
Yeah, I want that fucker. I told him yesterday me and you were coming for him.
No, we're not, man. Let's leave him alone. Let's just have a good time at Hackamania, Joey. I'm serious. Are you guys going to come?
Yeah, we're coming.
I want to have peace, man. I want to have a good time. We've all fought for too long.
He won't let you have peace.
Well, he's not going to be there.
Good. Yeah, he said he's coming.
He ain't going to do shit.
All right. Well, I'll stick by you with what you're saying, but I'm definitely going to be there.
Well, I'm just saying, like, instead of I know this is hard for me to say when I have a picture of his trans kid on my wall, but I was going to say let's not antagonize him, but I see what I'm doing, so that doesn't really make sense.
Right. Well, I just want you to know I took your side, so that's all I want you to know.
I don't even trust you, Joey. You flip sides every day. I'm done with sides.
I don't.
We're just going to get along.
That's right.
We're going to get along.
I'm sure you. I'll be there, buddy. Don't worry. We'll be there.
All right, Joe.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Joey C., everybody. It's all coming together. Fucking hell. This day really started out poorly. Now Ozone's going to razz me on a super chat. Have you looked into Bloomingdale's executive training? First of all, can you imagine you walk into Bloomies and it's me behind the makeup counter? Hi, ma'am. Would you like a free facial? The Bloomingdale's Executive Training Program. I'm right on top of that, Rose. Mason in Portland, a.k.a. Portland Shane Gillis. This is punishment from the Lord. God is on Joey C's side. Come on. No Susanna. New member. I just... Mama said there'd be days like this. There'll be days like this, my mama said. I really almost started to say, let's leave Stuttering John alone and not antagonize him. And then I looked up and saw the ghastly he-she on my wall. And I remember that he has to deal with that every day of his life. Ah! Ah! You know, I'm not even kidding. Every time I look over my monitor over here and I catch a glimpse of that thing on my wall. Again, it looks like, I don't even know what it looks like. Bob Dylan with a hair lip. It looks like Jessica Simpson if she advertised men's facial hair product. I don't even know. I don't even know. It's like every time I see it, it's unsettling. He has to. Stuttering John has to almost cut his dick off in anger, thinking about it. You know, and he'll never be able to express his displeasure because he's so woke. He can't ever just say, I wish my baby girl were still my baby girl. Dueling banjos and Joey C back-to-back calls you to a pro show. Shut up, panhandler. You know, again, we meet up, we have a nice time, you leave, and now it's just shitting in my mouth every minute since you left. This is not the show I wanted to do today, and I refuse to do it now. Or do I? We're really at a crossroads here, people. I don't have the answer. Panhandler gets it. No! Is anybody on my side? Is anybody just on my side? And they're like, Patrick's having a rocky day, a rocky time. Is there anyone who can just, you know, I'd love to look up and see Ozone just for one, or Doom. Or any of the other guys who you know, on a normal day, feel unhuman, you know? Just once, I'd like to look up and see them going like, you know what? Not today. Not today. He needs it. Just let it. Let him today. He's having a rocky time. He's having a bad way of it. I'm on your side, Melton, said Catalano TV. It's just like, you know, people kicking me when I'm down. I've never had a day this bad. The funniest part about it is, like, nothing's wrong. And I just, now I'm in a funk and I can't get out of it. And I refuse to. I refuse to. This is the worst day of 2024 for me. Thus far. Now, it took till April, but yeah, I'm having a bad day. I'm having a rough one. It's not going well. The house is in foreclosure. They took the trailer. Panhandler was caught crying on voice chat in 4K. Imagine that. Sometimes I just think, you know, maybe we'll sell the whole show. Does anybody want to make... Does anybody want to bid on Nobody Likes Onions on the whole as a program? Ozone, shut the fuck up. This is fucked up. It's fucked up. On the one hand, I like a super chat. But if I have to read an insult, I'm going to scream. The thing is, when you super chat me hate, They repoed the Lexus. Ozone, missing pixels, choppy audio, buttons not working, and now Joey C. calls in to tell the world he considers you two to be a team. It's the best day ever. Wow, I never even thought about it like that. Talk about hitting a new low. Fuck. Fuck. I never even thought about it like that. Everything not working was one thing. Not being able to perform and be a professional host, that's another thing. When Joey C. calls in and says he considers you two peers and a team, I never really thought about it, but boy, oh boy. Yep. The Lexus dealer called and just left, bye, on the voicemail. What if they did that while they were towing your car away? Like, you look out the window and then you hear on your voicemail, bye, and just watch your car drive away from you backwards. Steel Toe has 5 minutes and they're 120 away, says Sam V. Maybe Sam V can get us out of this. Sam V loves it when I make fun of Steel Toe and hates it when I do anything else. Yeah, let's go have a look. Maybe we can watch Steel Toe suck it. If they make it, though, it's really gonna fuck up my morning if they make it. Thanks for nothing, Ozone. I hope you die in a tire fire.
We are, because you don't like it.
And by the way, Guyana will...
By the way, I can't even stream their show efficiently because of my internet. We're all on cellular today. If you're just joining us, everything's gone wrong, and it's the worst day of my life.
Those BBC guys just telling African countries... They always act like...
Wow, he's making fun of Africa again. Could have gone either way. Could have gone either way.
Our club. No.
Does this work yet? Why isn't this working?
These poor countries poor. That's all they're doing. And they're good for the fucking Muhammad Irfan Ali. I like that guy.
I'm very happy for the third world countries that stand up and go, no, you guys did this stuff all the time. And you can't just come and tell us that we're going to have to just sit here. And like you said, nobody pays them for their forest. For doing their green stuff. Again, like I always say to people, nobody pays you to be more handicapped. Right. Nobody pays you to be more, like, you don't, oh, we're not taking out all these resources. We're not pumping all this carbon in the air. Oh, great. So let us help you out. No, then you're like, oh, good for you. Fuck off. So now they're going to sit there and eat what? Dirt cookies?
Why does Johnny have open lesions on his arm?
Like Haiti, if you don't get the...
Look at that fucking open sore on his wrist. It's bigger than like a salsa container.
You know, we're done early today. Let's see if we can knock out that last 115 on a Tuesday. Always our toughest day of the week.
No, I'm not even on the screen.
We got about 4.5 minutes left. If you're feeling generous, the links are in the chat. They're pinned to the top of the page.
I don't even...
Streamlabs.
I can't even get my little me up in the corner.
Rumble Rants also...
That sounds like I'm talking about my dick. Shut up. I'm over in the corner trying to get my little me up.
Wait, it's only 115. This is very, very doable. Let's see if we can knock the rest of this thing out. Who wants to get her started? 4 minutes away.
I am a real American.
From posting a win or posting
American.
A loss today on the show.
I'm from the
throw it
right
in, a couple of bucks here and there. We'll knock it out
man.
In no time. Balls deep with $5. Says love your dedication to your show.
American.
Good job. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. So 110. Oh, I hate it when I do that. 110 is now the number. 110 away. From getting this thing taken care of and doing overtime. Oh, let's see who's coming next. Balls deep, starting the rally.
It's sadder with no music, isn't it?
Kidding, LLC. Sorry, that is totally fine. There's more than enough to go around.
Look how dumb Corndiff is. Corndiff gives $1. That doesn't do anything to his goal.
I don't think so. I think he's being looked at.
Corndiff, I'm going to give him 10 so it counts.
Corn Thank diff. You, Corndiff.
There it is. So he backed the wrong horse in that Zero Dark Tony fellow. We all make mistakes. What are you going to do? All right, 2.5, a little more than 2.5 minutes left. 110 is the number. Please throw in a couple of bucks. Let's call it overtime.
Why didn't they make it 109? Corndiff's money didn't count. Aww.
Here on Steel Toe, staying dry at the moment. We're going to have to put a rally on this thing in the next 2.5 minutes. So if you're watching and you want to see this go on another 30 minutes, let's get some money in there. Let's throw a couple of bucks in, boys and girls. 110, not a bad number.
It's almost like you guys don't want to see this thing go.
It's the old, as we call it, striking distance. But that means we got to move and we got to rally. Let's see if we can do it. Oh, boy. Corn richer than me, says Egg Picker. Yeah, corn's flexing a little bit on people.
Got that subsidy money.
Yeah. Yeah, taking all our tax money.
The thing that annoys me the most is, again, that he says, everyone throw in a couple bucks, everyone help. But that doesn't count. Here's $2. Here's two. Watch.
Fucked.
From Ronald Buck.
110 is the number, and we got 2 minutes. It's looking deader than a doornail.
Watch it not count. $3 now, not
name
count.
Name it the date, and I'll be there. This is the real me. I told you yesterday, stupid. I told you what's going on Saturday. Jesus.
There's Christ. $8.
People don't fucking listen.
I love that. We're like, name the date, place, and time. Right here, this place, this time. Yeah, as soon as you get me that information, I'll be there.
Oh, Christ. Raz of Chaz with $5. Todd with $5.
Thank you
very much. So now we're 100 away. Even 100, guys.
Right? So the one and the two didn't count, but the fives count.
Or is it maybe something that we offer a little extra overtime to in the evening show or the morning show? Let's see if we can get there today. Otherwise, maybe another show ends up picking you guys up and we give them more overtime. Throw in Streamlabs, PayPal, Super Chats, etc. Can we do it? 40 seconds to go. MSO looking like he might get a win. $100 away. This sucks. This has been happening every week, though. There's one day where we fall short. The audience picks us up another day. We give them a little extra overtime.
It all washes out.
Why the fuck not? But hey, that doesn't mean we have to give up. Let's get in there. $100 away. One $100 thing. That's it. 15 seconds to go. Looks like we're going to post an L today. Yeah, we were solid all day, too.
Yeah, it started out so beautifully.
No, just it didn't.
Just fucking died at the end. Holy shit.
Well, most people do. Yeah, like right at the end, they die.
They die.
Very
right
few people like die at the beginning and then live a long, fruitful life.
All right, let's give them 20 seconds, and then it's a failure today.
Although maybe that baby in that hospital in Prague died early on, but
they weren't supposed to.
They weren't.
$50 coming in from Bandit of 71. That's going to put us at 50. We got to get inside of 50 to keep it going for 30 more minutes. Can you guys get it inside of 50? Can it be done?
It's so bad with no
and
music.
And we hit refresh. We got, there you go. Time expires. And we're at 50. Somebody throw in like a fucking buck. And we'll do the next 30 minutes. Come on. Root says logical rapping is a good bit.
It is.
You know what? You fuckers are getting that last 30. Ugh. Or that last 50, I'm sorry. You're getting that last fucking $50 today. I'm doing the half hour. Oh, there's Silver Wolf with a dollar. Well, we're in there anyway.
Oh, now he counts a dollar.
70 says, why throw in a couple bucks if it doesn't count? It always does, fuckhead. Jesus Christ.
Lie.
What?
Lie. What a liar.
It counts. Don't you understand? Oh, no. Now I'm doing that lawyer thing in the Devil's Advocate.
Holy shit. Holy shit, is he a liar? I mean, he's just a liar. We watched countless times where $1 and $2 does not come off the goal. He's just lying. He's just lying. $1 came in from Corn Diff, it was still 110. Then $2 came in from another guy, it was still 110. Then two fives came in, and he goes, great, now we're down to 100. He's just lying. He just lies. He just lies. And by the way, someone call him out on this. I don't know how you do it. Someone ask him. Someone call him out on this. They said they do this every month. They said however many members that the YouTube channel has, you know, $5 memberships, Baby Boot, $10 memberships, Toe Boys, whatever it is, that they add those up and they take all the money from memberships and subtract it from the number of shows they do every month off the goal every day. No, they don't. No, they don't. They've just stopped doing that and hope you forgot. Every day he's like, full goal today, 350. It's never supposed to be a full goal. Here's what he said. If we have 100 memberships for $10 and we do 10 shows a month, I'm just making the math easy, that they'll take off basically $100 a day off the goal for each one of those 10 shows for the 100 memberships. He said that. He said, whatever number of memberships we have, we add all that money together, divided by the number of shows we do every month, and that comes off the daily goal every day. It doesn't. He just stopped doing it. We literally watched Corn Dip's money not count, and then the guy after him who gave $1.99, we watched it not count. Then he gets down to 50, and he's like, all right, somebody throw one more dollar in. And then somebody said, why would we throw in a dollar if it doesn't count? And he goes, it always counts, idiot. Don't try that. Don't try that. We've watched it every fucking day not count. We watch it all the time. Citizen M can tell you. Corn Diff can tell you. It never counts. It never, ever, 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 ever counts. It never has counted. It's so enraging. It counts, idiot. No, it doesn't. Proof. Like, proof. And by the way, he'll keep doing interviews with, like, Chrissy Cast and Ray DeVito. Because no one will ever ask him these questions. No one that ever, ever, ever gets him on an interview. You know, God forbid, Toeboys or BYB or whatever gets him on again, and these questions shall go unanswered again. No one will ever ask him the right questions. You said that $1 counts. We've seen multiple times it doesn't. You ignore them. It doesn't go towards the goal at all. Don't take, yeah, they count, idiot. Don't take that. Call him out on it. Make him actually fucking answer a question. Everybody just forgets, and they're like, ah, whatever, man. We're hanging out with Aaron Imhold. It's just a hang. It's not. This guy never has to answer an accountable question. He never has to answer a real question. What happened to subtracting the average number of memberships off every show's daily goal? What happened to that? What happened to VIPs getting the new merch every year? How come you didn't release any new merch last year? Isn't that going back on your word? It's painful. Why does he just get a gut? Guys, it counts. Stop that. It doesn't. It doesn't. Find where his family lives and hold them down by their throat and make him answer. Make this man answer a question, please. One time, please make this man stick to his word and be accountable for something. Ever? Hello?
Yeah, I don't think Aaron makes any money on memberships at all. This was probably about 3 years ago, back in his Twitch days. He was fiddling with his profile or something during the show, and his dashboard popped up from Twitch for his revenue. And this was probably the middle of the month, and I think he had like $30 in sub revenue. And over there, they don't do super chats. They do like bits. And for the month, he had like, I think like $38 in bits or something. So the whole thing changed once he went over to YouTube and started showing the goal and the memberships and all that stuff. The memberships just completely went away. They don't take away anything.
No, he said a few months ago that they have almost 600 members.
So I don't believe that for a second. He said that
it doesn't even matter if you're telling. It doesn't matter if you tell people you have that, and you tell people that you subtract it off the goal. You should subtract it off the goal.
I think the bigger story here is that he was only making like $30 a month off memberships.
I mean, we know for a fact that's not true. At one point, he had almost 5,000 Twitch memberships. We know that.
That's not true.
Okay.
It's just not.
Okay.
I've got the receipts.
Okay. I'm not all arguing with you. What do you want me to do? Go, no, you don't. Okay, you have the receipts.
Hang up on me, tough guy.
No one's hanging up. What am I supposed to say? Why do you have Aaron's receipts?
I took a screenshot of it.
Right, but that's just a point in time. I mean, okay. I got you. Thank you. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
I heard you're interested in selling NLO. I'm not exactly liquid right now, but are you in the market for a dresser? Minor cum damage. I heard you're interested in selling NLO. I'm not exactly liquid right now, but are you in the market for a dresser? Minor cum damage.
Minor cum damage. Would you rather fight me or Melton? When you type a comment in the wrong chat. Aw, Ronald Buck caught switching back and forth. Ronald Buck was switching back and forth and then Chad, the wrong guy. Aw. I'm like, at one point, Aaron had 4,500 memberships. He doesn't. I have a screenshot of his screen from one day. So he never had 4,500 memberships. No, on one day I saw his screen. So I can confidently say he's never in his life had that many memberships. What if he had it 2 years before that? What if he had it the day after you had the screenshot? No, trust me, I saw a screenshot one time from one day. So he's never, ever, ever had any memberships. You seem smart. You seem smart. No, I have the receipts. He accidentally shared his screen. You know people can fake that too, right? Like that time Cardiff accidentally had his filter go off and it showed him. Oops! We have receipts. His filter went off. We saw the real Cardiff. We have receipts. Do you? Or was that fake? No, I'm just saying, can receipts be fake? You guys sound like Stuttering John. Yeah, right. I've seen the screenshot of it, so he definitely said it. John, you know Twitter screenshots can be faked. I have the screenshot. He said it. Right, right. I mean, we know for a fact they were doing very, very well on Twitch at one point. Thousands and thousands of dollars a month. Chandler was the biggest wind beneath their wings. We know this. We know it. You know, it's just a wild statement to go, he never had a bunch of members because I saw his screen one time. And because I saw his screen one time, therefore he could never have members at a time before that or after that. The time I saw his screen, he had $30. So that's how much money he always has had and always will have because I saw the screen once. I don't even know how to argue. Okay. Melton, I have the receipts. I know how many members yet. Wow, you hacked into a system and you have his numbers? No, I just saw a thing he accidentally shared. Well, you think it was an accident. You don't know anything. People don't even know what receipts are. If it's not a receipt, it's not a receipt. No, he accidentally leaked it out. Yeah, again, I don't know if you're new to the net or what. I don't know if you're new to the internet. That's not how it works. People fake receipts in this world. People accidentally leak shit. You know, you guys all forget that Kate Meaney recorded me having a breakdown and crying one night because my wife wouldn't come home from Rick's. She had me. She let me know. Nice try, Melton. You may have erased it. I have it. I have the video of you crying about your wife and Rick. I have the receipts. So you want to keep fucking around? But did she? Did she have receipts? She thought she did. Everyone thinks they have a receipt. Everyone thinks they have a receipt. And look at us now. We're at 0 kilobits per second. But now we're dropping again. Now we're dropping quality again. I don't even know. I think we got to come back this afternoon and try a real show. And I don't know whose fault this was, frankly, yours or mine. But we all need to really think about what we're doing with our lives. I've got so many companies to go scream at. It's not even funny. KB shared his YouTube search last night. He YouTubed YouTube. No fucking way. No fucking way. I was going to bed right when KB went live last night. I was going to bed pretty early. Yeah, KB was going live to snipe Ray. Again, this guy's so fucking butthurt. Imagine still thinking he'll be able to go a year without Ray. I don't even want any money on it. I don't need any money on it. Putting money on it changes it. I'm in it for the pure fucking bet. I know I'm right. He can't go a year without having Ray on. He's losing his mind. He's losing his mind. He's obsessed with Ray. He's obsessed. He's literally like, who knew Chad and KB were the same loser? It really is crazy. Out of one side of their mouth every other day, I can't stand Ray. Ray's so stupid. I don't watch anything he does. I can't stand him. He's so dumb. The next day, emergency sniping Ray. I got to watch Ray. I can't stop thinking about Ray. I own you. Like, for real, man. I never in my life dreamed that I would have an alumni from Saturday Night Live and his own sitcom and Star Search doing a show every day where he talks about me. Every day. Every day. Patrick Melton and Ray DeVito, stars of the show. Huh. Who knew? Who knew? People are turning on KB. I mean, KB will be fine. I'm not dumb. KB will be fine. But people are starting to go, this does suck. Go read his general chat. Go read his general chat. I mean, it's just people going like, what the fuck is it? It sucks. Felicia Gillespie sucks. Sorry, Pat Dixon. Sorry. I mean, holy shit. She sucks. Personality sucks. Not funny. Sucks. At least she's super hot. JK. JK. Looks like a horse. She looks like every gold miner in the 40s has rifled around in both of her nostrils for nuggets. Why are they so stretched out? Why do her nostrils look like wind socks at a local municipal airport? Holy shit. Does she have to pinch that together if she goes out in a storm so it doesn't catch wind and blow her away like sails? Pat certainly does have a type, though, doesn't he? Women who look like men. No, she does. She does look very similar to Carmen Lynch. These long, lanky ladies. But it's seriously like, it looks like somebody like opened up her nostrils on an operating table and forgot to close them up. Really, really nuts, you know? But anyway, I just don't get it. I don't understand it. So another like complete, it's like Liam and Felicia Gillespie. I can't think of people. I can't think of two people who are more duds. So this is his lineup now. It's like Liam, Stevie Lou's gone, Ski Mask is gone, Dixon's gone. We got Liam and Felicia Gillespie. And after this week, Adam's gone. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. She does have that cool multi-light mic. I mean, it's the same mic that Kiki has. If you go on Amazon and search streamer microphone, it's the first piece of Chinese garbage that comes up. That light up microphone that every streamer that has, it's almost like that's the look for that if you want to see a streamer that doesn't know what the fuck they're doing. If you see a streamer with the microphone that Felicia Gillespie has, it's just it's like raising your hand and saying, I have no fucking clue what's going on. MLC might be on its way down. I don't really think that. I just think it'll change. Look, everything just changes, man. Kevin's not going to quit. He can't. But the number of people who know that show's fucking boring as fuck now. I mean, look, it just is. It just is. I watched almost none of it yesterday. I don't even know what it was about. Oh, it was Chad and Felicia, I guess. I don't even know. Like, it just, you know, it doesn't. Everyone does this thing all the time. Like, MLC is over. MLC's done. It's like, no, everything just changes, man. Things don't go away. There's no downfalls. Things don't go away. Things just change. Shows change, the audience change, whether you're into it or not change, people come back. I've had people leave this show for a decade, then come back and find it and get into it again. It's just life, man. This show's never been the same year to year to year. It changes. It adapts. I think we usually have a trans person on the wall we're trying to coax into being their true self. No, it's a first. KB was sloshed last night. Oh, God. All right, we're going to go. We're going to go. This was a bad, 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 bad show. This will probably be erased off the internet. Nobody will ever see it again. The difference is we'll be back later. I think I'll be back later. We're going to really try to do it. I'm going to get the internet fixed. I'm going to get this board fixed so I can do stuff. I'm going to get the venue stuff squashed. I mean, if there's anybody out there who's got a company or I don't even know. I don't even know what I'm asking for. I really don't. I don't know what kind of a business would want to sponsor something like this. You probably don't. But if anybody has any ideas, even if it's about a band or something, send it in. Send it in. We're just looking. We're just looking. We're thinking. We're getting an idea. Go lick your wounds. No shit. No shit. I'll tell you what. If this is a bad show, I had a good time, though. Like, if this is as bad as my shows go, I'm good. I'm good with it. I think we still made more money than Steel Toe if I were to count it. That's the funny part. That's the funny part. And here's 99 cents from Corn Diff, which I goddamn do count, okay? I do count. So thank you, Corn Diff. We're not gonna ignore the 99 cents over here. We celebrate every last kernel that you give, and not just you.
The Steel Toe Delusion Show marches forward. This time, April has recovered enough.
Hold on, we have
to try to host a show on her own again. But we all know Mubi can't allow his factory worker wife to run things in her own.
I'm coming to Hackamania for the free plays.
Hold on, we have 700 people. We have 700 people. It'd be rude to leave. Well, you want to do some Steel Toe before we go? Should we do a little Steel Toe before we go? I don't. Is it working? That's the problem. Is it working? I've got internet issues. I've got commitment issues. I'm crying. I've got money issues. I've got a trans them they staring at me that I can't take. I'll do it. We'll try to do it. This is better than a Chad or Steel Toe centric show. Get Flat Cat out of here. Get this bitch out of here. April Solo. First of all, she did this show called Can April Fly Solo? It's like, no, she can't. No, she can't. We've proven that. You don't need to ask the question. Can April fly solo? No, no. She's a fucking spray painter. She's a spray painter, we found out this week. Hello? She's a spray painter. It was an April Fool's shit? Oh, no. The first frame of the show is her adjusting the knobs. I wish I was kidding. Little Lemmy says, April used to call me for show topics. I'm not in the mood today, Little Lemmy, for being fucked around with. What? She used to call you and go, what do you think would be a good thing to talk about? Now Pat Dixon's texting me. Great stuff about MLC's guests. Nauseating. I don't even know this Felicia chick. Was that his ex-wife? Or just a girlfriend? I'm just saying, the nostrils. You want to hide Easter eggs somewhere. Hello? Hello? Have all the children been accounted for? You remember Super Sloppy Double Dare? How when they would do the obstacle course at the end, they always had to fish a flag out of green slime that was an analog to boogers inside of a giant nose. Remember that? It was always in the obstacle course on Super Sloppy Double Dare. There was a big nose, and the kids had to reach up inside the nose and fish around in all the slime to get one of the flags. That. I think that was Felicia Gillespie. I think that was actually Felicia Gillespie. Children used to have to reach up inside of their nose and get a flag and hand it off to the other person like a relay. Very first frame, April is tweaking the knobs. This is how the show started. There's no intro. There's no. The show just starts with her tweaking the knobs. And again, I can't even put myself on the screen today. Nothing is working today other than super tips. DK, Stevie Lou and Felicia baby would haunt your dreams. How tall would that baby be? How tall would that baby be, baby be, baby be, baby be, baby be, baby be, baby? How tall would that baby be, baby be, baby be, baby be, baby be, baby be, baby be? How tall would that baby be, chili, baby bear? How tall would that baby be, baby be? Oh! I've never wanted anything less. All right. See, my internet won't even play her. You know what I mean? Like, I got nothing, man. I got nothing for you today. It won't even play her tweaking her knobs. I'm trying. I really am trying. Why won't it play? Refresh.
Might be. I don't know where he is right now. Maybe he's with his other ladies. I'm not sure yet. In fact, I almost didn't make it here today at all.
I don't know where Aaron is. He might be with his other ladies. Now, Aaron was driving the kids home. She knows exactly where Aaron is.
So I can't imagine the tragedy that would have gone down had neither of us.
Now, that's how the show started. I just want everyone to know that's the beginning of the show. Her tweaking the knobs and saying that was the very beginning. This is the beginning.
Okay. Hello. Howdy, everybody. Good evening. Please, somebody put in the chat if you can hear me or not. I have still yet to take the class from Aaron Imholt on how to start these shows. So this is going to be a cold open. I see MSO can see me. This must be good.
Second time already, tightening the knobs and adjusting the mic. Did it move? And now back to adjusting the knobs again. They keep getting loose. They keep getting loose.
As you can see, Aaron is not here yet. He absolutely might be. I don't know where he is right now. Maybe he's with his other ladies.
Tightening them again. This is the fourth time in 34 seconds she tightened these. Four times in 34 seconds he's had to be tightened. I mean, she's just nervous.
I'm not sure yet. In fact, I almost didn't make it here today at all. So I can't imagine the tragedy that would have gone.
Knobs. She's going back to the knobs.
Down had neither of us showed up. Hey, guys, let's stop being a piece of shit.
It's April of 2024. And they still have no idea how the internet works. Guys, hey, I just started the show and I noticed some people in the chat are saying some mean things to me. Huh? Guys, can we in the chat stop being mean? Huh? Weird. Weird. Hey, guys, stop being pieces of shit in the chat. Again, we're 50 seconds in. 50 seconds in, the knobs have been tweaked five times, and she's told the chat to stop being pieces of shit.
In the chat, huh? Let's not do that. You will not stick around very long.
Oh, she's banning people already. Under 1 minute, and we're banning people. Where do they all go? Who's left every day? Ban, 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 piece of shit, ban, piece of shit. We don't need you. We don't need you. Out of here. Banning, banning, banning. Every day.
Very long. Okay. Cold open. I'm here. This is going to be a great show. I'm
tightening her knobs. Every 15 seconds with the knobs. Every 15 seconds, the knobs need to be tightened.
I'm very excited.
Look at her. She's very excited.
I wore yellow for you guys tonight. I know that's one of your favorite shirts.
I wore yellow because it's your favorite shirt.
For me to wear is the yellow ones. This one I don't think I've ever worn on here because it's a little bit revealing. I usually wear a sweater over it. I have one to my left. It's rather warm in the basement today, so this is what we're doing.
Imagine letting this woman take over your show. She's a fucking painter. She paints. She paints valves.
Hello, everybody. I see. Here, this is going to lead into my story I'm about to tell all of you. So I effed up my Buick's girlfriend is in the chat and says, my boyfriend is glad you made it home. Yes. This person saved me today.
The knobs are being tightened again.
I had no idea how bad this was about to get. But thanks to an OG listener tonight, I am here. I did not get in an accident thanks to this man. I would like to send him something nice, so I hope he's going to message me.
Yeah, I hope he has 2 months to wait for it. April's going to send you something nice. Clear your September.
I believe maybe we've messaged already before, but, oh yeah, Aaron's already in the chat. Give April all your money. I'm sorry, Aaron.
Aaron's in the chat saying, give April all your money. It's already started.
I don't really know how to copy and paste all this shit into the chat over and over again.
She doesn't know how to copy and paste. Remember, He says she's the one who's good with OBS and video. And then she's like, I don't know how to get a show started. He does that. She don't know how to copy and paste stuff. She don't know how to copy and paste. But she's good with cameras. They could both die and these children would have better lives. You can't say that about a lot of kids. Stuttering John's kids and Steel Toe's children would all be better off if they were dead. First of all, again, poor Greta wouldn't have gone through this, just to make her daddy see her. See me now, Dad? See me now? You know, this is Casey Armstrong behavior, becoming trans.
But if there is a, our goal is pinned to the top, 250 by 9:30. No, wait, 250 by 9 o'clock to go to 9:30.
Ah, April's getting it. 4 years as the general manager. She's got the grift. She's got the grift. She's got the grift. She's got the grift. And I'd say, no, 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 no.
I believe that's how he's planning this out today.
She's got the grift.
The usual one. Like I said, I don't know what Aaron's up to. Could be anything. He's a man that really gets around.
Again, she knows he's taking the kids home. We already did this. We already did this bit where you do the solo show. I don't know where Aaron is. Who knows where he could be? You know, just say. Just say. Who knows where Aaron is? He gets around. He doesn't. He goes to the gym. He gets knocked out by children. He comes home. He disappoints his children. He goes to bed. He disappoints you. Mac salad. Wash, rinse, repeat.
As I'm told, I've heard some stories. Maybe his girlfriends will be in the chat tonight. Red Fox Mad with $4.99. Thank you. Says, let's knock out the goal before.
What is his voice? Red Fox Mad, thank you. Knock out the goal. We're going to 9:30. We're going to do it. I'm going to hang. You don't know how to cut and paste the links. I hope I'm starting. We're getting it going. I got to do the thing. This cadence never stops. We pointed this out last time she did a show. She never gets out of that sing-songy, childlike. Say whatever you want. You have to project. You have to host the show. Even when everything's going bad, you can't get up. You can't run away. You can't bury your head. You just got to keep yelling and acting like you know what the fuck's happening. Oh, I don't know. He's going to be, we're going to get, he's going to be, I don't know where he is. I don't know, the girlfriends might be in the chat today. I don't know. Let's bring that up. I don't know how to cut and paste. Everything just goes like this. She doesn't know how to not talk in this cadence. This is pretty much everything she's ever known. I'm going to go to the store. Going to go get a NOS. Grab some hash browns. He'll be back soon.
Before Aaron comes back, I actually think that'd be really cool. I'm going to have a beer with you guys or two. I think that'd be cool. Look.
Stop saying everything would be cool. Knock out the goal before Aaron gets here. I think that would be cool. I'm going to have a beer. I think that would be cool. I do a show. That's pretty cool. In high school, friends considered me cool.
89, thank you, says let's knock out the goal before Aaron comes back. I actually think that'd be really cool.
She thinks that'd be really cool. That'd be really cool. Would beer be cool?
I'm going to have a beer with you guys or two. I think that'd be cool.
they catch themselves like Chad, you know, with his Chadjatives. They don't really have a lot to say. So they catch themselves all the time like, that'd be really cool. That'd be cool. I'm going to have a beer. That'd be cool. We'll meet the goal. That'll be cool. Everyone throwing $100. That'd be really cool. April looks like a cool bird today. Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Look, I'm a little jittery because of what happened to me tonight. It's not even that Aaron's not here. I've actually opened this show for almost a whole hour by myself before.
Whoa! How'd that go?
Ooh, I do like this part, though, when people in the chat start theorizing why nobody's here.
She talks like a baby. Like an actual child. Like an actual baby child. Where's that video? Where's that one video of her talking like a baby? And then we'll play cool cause play much, you know. My name's April. I'm doing a program, you know, pretty cool. My name's April.
Fauci's pangolin already says the gay 90s again, which, by the way, I've wanted to go there for years, and until I gained...
To the gay 90s?
Some people in my life, the most beloved people in my life, a few of them, including Aaron... I had never been able to go because I'm not going to go by myself. It's not a safe endeavor.
If she tightens those things again.
The gay 90s is maybe one of the most fun places I've ever been. But for a good night out, drinks, dancing, lights, sweating, everything. It's foam parties. I've been to my first foam party ever.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Recently, which was really, really fun. Definitely check out the gay 90s sometimes. It doesn't really matter if you're gay.
I always say, wait until you're 30 to go to your first foam party. You don't want to go until you're 30. You want to wait till you have kids and a mortgage and you're really sick. To head to a foam party.
And I think all of us are a little bit gay anyways. Somewhere in there, we just don't like to admit it. And that's okay. All right. Let's get to these theories, and then I'm going to get to this story as to why I almost didn't make it either. Fine. All right. Let's see. Loaded Wrench. Aaron thinks...
Here's how you know. Here's how you know Aaron's fucking done and a fraud. How are you not making fun of this? You know, if I have to sit through Carl one more time making fun of Scorch for having local advertisers and then him and Aaron are buddy-buddy while Aaron plugs a tow truck place down the street. Hello, Carl. Hello. Your buddy does advertisements for a bar he goes to and a tow truck place down the street he used once. By the way, we called the tow truck place and we asked them if they advertise with Aaron and they said no. And we asked them if we get a discount if we mention Steel Toe and they said no. So they don't even know Aaron. Like, we called and asked them. They said, we don't know what you're talking about. No. I told him I was in Nevada. I needed a tow.
Turn my knobs, Melody.
Turn my knobs. Gonzo, thank you for being a member for 12 months. Steel Toe for life. Buck Naked with a super sticker. Bad Karate. Guy Under Your Head. Felicia or April? I don't know enough about Felicia, so I'd probably pick Felicia. Just because April's unbearable. Again, like, there's nothing about this woman that's attractive to me. I'm sorry. I'm too old. You have to have some intelligence. I know how fundamentally dumb this chick is. That's it. No, I'm not even commenting on April's looks or anything. If I didn't know her and walked up to her out of nowhere, sure. I heard her talk. She's dumber than dog shit. I'm not even kidding. She's dumber than dog shit with no personality. She has no intelligence. She's dumb. She can't speak confidently. This is her. You see who she is. She crumbles up and folds like a little girl. And we're going to go read the chat. You know, that'd be a fun. Oh, you're not. That's not a woman. It's a child. I'm into women with brains and confidence. That's what becomes sexy at this age. It's not some dumb bitch who went to her first foam party at age 31. I'm not into girls who think turquoise is cool because they knew an Indian girl once. It's dumb. It's dumb. I bet she has jelly sandals on. I can't. There's not a world where I could get together with her. It's again, it shows you what movie values in a woman. He doesn't know her. There's no her to know. She's dumb. She comes from a dumb family who do dumb things. The information I've been given, we're going to do a whole expose on the Imholtz and the Andersons. Minnesota midwits. Because, boy, are people digging up stuff on their families. They're kind of a big deal around Litchfield. Did you know April's mom and dad bought an old library / Chinese restaurant / office space? They're trying to fix it up. Oh, yeah. There's some newspaper articles with old Papa Scrimp and gigantic Mama Scrimp dangling from a crane above the building while they refurbish it. I mean, you look at April Anderson's parents, it looks exactly like Mubi and the Scrimp. April is going to be 400 pounds like her big fat mama. And Mubi looks exactly like her dad. Her dad is an old, skinny, gross man with a little goatee. I mean, they look exactly the same. What am I talking about? They're newspaper articles. Newspaper articles about April's parents. They bought the local landmark Litchfield Library, and it was a Chinese restaurant, and now they're having it converted into office space. They're restoring the columns out front. April's parents. They bought a library in town. Aww. A library, Chinese restaurant, office space. Keys made while you wait. They're preserving historic Litchfield. So in case you thought April's parents were poor, they're not. They're real estate aficionados. Boy, is April's mom a pig. Boy, is she an obese pig. Remember Mimi Bobek? A.K.A. Cleveland Rocks. A.K.A. the big secretary from the Drew Carey Show with all the clown makeup. You probably don't recognize her unless somebody's putting a golf ball into her mouth. Anyway, that's her mom. A big fat. Her mom's disgusting. Disgusting. And her dad, again, just a shriveled up scrimp of a man. So, really, really sad. Really, really sad seeing the whole future before them coming apart. Knowing what the future holds for old Aaron and April, working down at the library Chinese restaurant. They're going to be working down there at the library Chinese restaurant. I love it. I just love that they're pillars of the community posing for photos. I love it. And they're giving back to the community, restoring something. That's nice.
He thinks Aaron's in jail. Raz of Chaz says Aaron's pooping tonight instead of April. LOL. Yes, my ass needed a break.
Whoa.
Look, it gets worn out.
Whoa.
From time to time. Amanda Hug and Kiss says jail. Now, okay, on top of these jail theories, I would like to know, if you do believe that he's in jail, what would he be in jail for? Which is very interesting. And how?
So she knows he's just dropping the kids off. So now this has become gay. It's become gay. It's one thing if if she goes, hey, guys, Aaron will be here in 30 minutes. He's running the kids back. And then the chat starts going, he's not running the kids back. He's doing this and that. No, no. She's encouraging this and playing along in one of the gayest radio segments you've ever seen in your life. Her playing along and doing this makes this bit cringe.
How could he be messaging the chat, or is that really me? Maybe his account is my sock account. Oh, God. I hate this right now, you guys. I'm getting the best phone call ever. My phone's not connected to the board because it never has been, but can you read this? Oz is calling me right now, and I can't talk to him because...
Who? Ryan Oz Klein is what she showed on her phone. The best phone call of her life from Oz. If you don't know Oz, he's the cross-eyed drunk who's no longer on the Steel Toe show.
Okay, you know what? Here, we're going to answer it. We're going to put it on speaker. Hold on. Hey, buddy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
How's it going?
I just want to give you creds. Like, you're doing a great job.
Thank you. What are you up to? I miss you. Did you say drinking?
Yes.
Would you like to tell the audience what you're drinking tonight?
This is all there is to do in Minnesota. Every night, drink, 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 drink. It's wild because all these losers do when they complain about me is say Melton's always drunk. Butch Bradley, Chad Zumach, KB, Steel Toe, they always say Melton's drunk and high. He's just on his stream, drunk and high, drunk and high, drunk and high. It's like maybe once a week. Maybe. Maybe. When it comes to drinking, it's like, the last drink I had was a beer in Atlantic City. I'm not kidding. On the Friday night when Stuttering John confronts me, that's the last time I've had alcohol. Yeah, yeah. What was that? February 9th? But Melton's always drunk. It's just a thing they say to try to discount anything I'm saying. Melton's drunk. Melton's high. He's mad he's not a podcaster. He's mad he's not a comedian. Right, 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 right. I guess that means you don't suck at radio, April. I just wish I had beer.
Jaeger and Bud Light. Yeah.
The usual. Now, how did you ever get started on Jaeger? I'd like to know.
That was a college, like, experiment.
You know, right. So. Most people leave the Yag in college, like I did.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just want to give you congratulations. You're doing a fucking great job.
Really? So. Well, thank you. That's a huge honor coming from you. Obviously, nobody forgets about you. We miss.
Is it? We all forgot about him. The reason he's not on the show is because he's a drunk. The reason Oz is not on the show is because he's a drunk. And April's going, well, if you think I'm doing a good job, that means a lot coming from a radio legend. Like, what? I can't do this. I can't do this. It's upsetting me. This is not a good day for me to do this. Ned Shackler, member for 12 months. I, too, need a toe. 7-7 Whoa! Okay, so that worked. I hit that on my... Okay, so that's... Nothing video works, but audio works. This is interesting.
Everything that guy just says is bullshit.
Oh, no.
Shit in the world.
I don't care.
Audio triggers are working. No video.
This is going great.
Weird. Weird. How much money to see the hump? Free. It's free. It's available. Free. peeks at the hump are free, guys. Just ask. Just ask. There's, it's like SeaWorld. We'll do a show every half hour. How much to see the hump? We want the hump. 7-7, you're going down in the old annals of history, as it were. All right, we're going to do it. We're going to do an afternoon. We're going to have to do an afternoon. This is all going to get straightened out. We're going to have to do an afternoon show. If you haven't been watching, it's just been a nightmare today, beginning to end. I hate it. You hate it. Ozone hates it. I have so much yelling to go do. I have so much to go figure out. We just got to do it. And look, it still somehow managed to give you almost 3 hours of fail radio. Hold on. Yeah. Yeah. Tiff says redo. How much to see your cock? Nothing. Free. It's free. Well, you wish. You couldn't handle it. We'd have to get a new lens just to take in the girth. Just to count the rings. Yeah, we're gonna try to do it better later. And maybe even a Wednesday thing this week. I don't know, because frankly, you know, it shouldn't be this hard. It shouldn't be this hard. If anyone can help with Hackermania, if anybody has a business that can benefit from any sort of promotion to these idiots, I don't even know. I don't even know what I'm asking for, really. If anybody has any idea for a fundraising thing we could do at the event, it's a tight budget as is, you know. I'm trying to take a chunk of about $6,000 and pay it out. This is my goal. So I want to have like $6,000 to $8,000 to pay out to people. So it's not even that we don't have the money to do the nicer venue out of the Hackermania money. We do. It just would affect, it probably would severely affect people's take home pay. And then of course everybody would be like, well, I knew he wasn't going to pay anybody. So, you know, I just need, it's not a grant, Douglas. I'm asking for ideas. We have people with businesses. We have people with solutions. And it's not a grant because we don't need it. I want to be clear here. We don't need it. Don't feel like Hackermania is in trouble or it's not going to happen if you don't step up. Like, we don't need it. I'm trying to make it better. I'm trying to make it, I don't even know. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's a grant. If anyone just wants to give us money, is that how you do it? How do you do grant? How do you do a grant? Guys, the venue for Hackermania just sprung a leak. And they're saying it's going to be $5,000 to get all the water out of the Bitcoin. Turns out we had to hire a ServPro to come in there with a bunch of industrial-sized fans and probably won't be able to drain it by the time Hackermania. AWOL says just do a daily goal. I don't know. I got to go figure all this out. I just know that. I know this has been one of the worst experiences of my life. If Ray starts selling Jizzard Plasma, you could get a couple bucks. Jizz and plasma. I thought it said Jizzard. Oh, my God. A Tukey kissing booth. You Yeah, that could work. That could work. All right, guys. I owe you. I owe you. Look, I don't really, you know, but I do. We're gonna make it good. Well, we're gonna have more. We're gonna have more. I'll tell you that. We're gonna have more. Probably gonna do something tomorrow too. I don't know if I can stay away on a Wednesday. Frankly, I got a lot of stuff crawling through my colon. We all know you have to poop. I don't. I'm as regular as the rain, man. I have to shit within 60 seconds of getting out of bed. We got a fish lunch. Why doesn't anything work today? It's bad. Oh, yeah, we're going to do a phone party. The executive producer today was Keel. I can't put it on the screen. And again, he wasn't here. It's almost like he knew that this was going to be a disaster. And it's his fault. This is just the pre-show. Exactly. All right, we're going to go for real this time. I'll be back a little later when I figure out what the fuck is going on.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking an LO point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco pony party be a party of soul. Gonna make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker. So bold the family probably get arrested.